Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Boy, you thought the other ones were bad. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down for the nerds in Seattle and on the internet every weekday morning. Now also broadcasting in two new markets, Sacramento and Portland, Oregon. Sorry, I'm adjusting the headphone volume and I can't see it because I built this thing wrong. That's how it goes, you know. I'm going over doing some videos, some social right now for Everett Public Library. Asked me to moderate a panel with author Neil Carlin. Probably never heard of him because he's not like a household name, but he was, I don't know how to describe it right. We'll have to get it out of him. He was close with Prince, as close as anyone can be. And his book, This Thing Called Life, came out a couple weeks ago, last week maybe. And it's a guy who spent time as someone that Prince would call in the middle of the night. I guess back in the 80s, he was working for Rolling Stone, and Prince was young. They're both young, and he spent a lot of time with them and wrote some pieces about Prince. And Prince admired his honesty, is what he always said. And so now he's written this book about stuff that's on and off the record. When I decide if that's going to be okay or not, it's going to be a tough one. Anyway, I get a chance to ask this guy all about Prince. And Prince is an artist that I'm not, like, intimately familiar with. I know the things you got to know. Purple. Purple Rain. Minneapolis. Guitar. There's more to it than that. He has something like, put out like 39 albums or something like that. There's no way I'm listening to all of that. So I'm just going back and listening to some of the more acclaimed ones. Uptown is crazy. It is sexual. But a guy who's like pretty grounded, I get the impression that Prince could have been a pretty normal guy. I mean, other than the insane raw talent and ability. Anyway, Everett Public Library asked me to join in on this, and it's a virtual thing, so you'll be able to pop on and watch the whole thing for free. Great. Thanks so much to Abby and everyone there that asked me to do that. That's going to be so fun. I really just got excited for it this morning. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, I got to ask an hour's worth of questions about something. The book's great. This Thing Called Life. I totally recommend it. I'm an audiobook person, and there's like a bonus to it because he puts a lot of the audio from these interviews in there. And so you get to hear Prince say it, and it humanizes him even further. It's like them driving around in Prince's car, like an old Thunderbird. And Prince, a good driver, drove under the speed limit. Courteous. Just, you know, just talking. Just going over stuff. Just having like, it's not like sitting down on a couch across from somebody or on the internet across from somebody and asking questions and answering. It's like there's a vibe going on. So I look forward to it. Again, it's Thursday at 6 p.m. I'll blast out links and stuff like that. Follow me on social at Hey Gregor. At Hey Gregor. I don't know why I sang that. That's very strange.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
I know it's easy to make the cheap joke about Tacoma and the aroma, but a Tacoma asphalt plant caught on fire after some explosions on site yesterday. You want to talk about a bad smell? Holy crap. Now, I don't know how much 70 tons of liquid asphalt is, but that's what blew up. Sounds like enough to create a nemesis for Godzilla. Godzilla versus the tar monster? Perfect. The Edmonds Kingston Ferry was taken out of commission over the weekend when it was struck by lightning. Wow! Shocking! I'm sorry. It was right as it approached the dock on the Edmonds side. That whole stay-in-your-car thing seems more important than ever. Massive last-minute win again for the Seahawks. Now 5-0. My God. Russell Wilson showed up wearing Sue Bird's Seattle Storm jersey. Legend. And sadly, the soccer team he's a partial owner of, the Sounders, were badly beaten by LAFC 3-1. They play again Wednesday night at home.
You just got news.
That Seahawks game was stressful. Not fair, Russell Wilson. That defense looks bad, bad, bad. Oh, boy. I know that they're hurt and everything. They got a week off this week, I think, right? Is this the bye week? Oh, I should have looked that up. Boop-a-dee-da-boop-a-da-ba-dow. Yeah, they don't play again until the 25th. So bye week this week. Great. And then it's at Arizona next. Okay, cool. So, yes, the Seahawks have a bye week. And that means maybe some of these people will get healthier-ish and be able to play. Or some of the new signings will get up to speed in the defense because it looked bad. Especially that fourth quarter. Oh, my God. Huge stop when it counted. You know they've won 6 out of 6 games wearing that awful puke green. It's like the color of highlighter I wanted when I was 11. 6 out of 6. 6-0. And energy green or whatever the crap it's called. What a dumb thing. Okay, settle down. Good news for fans of Star Wars, especially the... I don't know, was he the best character of the prequels? Ewan McGregor, was he the best? Well, good news from him.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Actor Ewan McGregor says filming for the Obi-Wan Kenobi Star Wars series coming to Disney Plus starts in March. Yes! The show takes place 8 years after his trilogy ended. Assuming no delays, we'll have the prequel's best actor bringing his role as a space wizard in a bathrobe back to screens by Christmas. 9 of 10 adults think that buying the newest smartphone is a waste of money, says an article in The Independent. You know, ever since they stopped doing that new phone every 2 years with the contract, I am definitely hesitant to fork over that cash as quickly. How about you? And finally, the U.S. Army is trialing a program using AR goggles with their working dogs. Not only would a handler remotely see what the dog sees, but the dog would also have goggles on. Cute. So the handler could project images into the canine's field of view, too. It's terrible to send a dog into danger you're not willing to forego, but also would be pretty sweet at home if your dog could go to the fridge. Go get the salsa. Go get it. That's a good boy.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The first hydrogen-powered commercial flight has taken place. It's not like a jumbo jet. We're looking at tiny little 6-seater. What's it called? I don't remember what the type of plane it is. Ah, damn it. One of those, like, frightening planes that's tiny and flies and hits every bump. It's flying on batteries powered by the same stuff that powers the sun, just with, like, way less explodiness, okay? They hope to be able to make a distance like Boston to New York or San Francisco to L.A. later this year. That is not enough. I'm going to need you to reanimate my corpse when we can have Star Wars engines, okay? I want repulsor lifts. I want to fly to space without much concern. Could you get working on that, science? Thank you.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.